Are you curious about prayer journaling and if it might be something that is worth your time and energy to add to your quiet time with God? Then today's episode is just for you, because I am sharing all things prayer journaling, and it's one of my favorite things to do and one of my favorite things to talk about. So I can't wait to get started. Welcome to Your Bold and Courageous Life, the go-to podcast for the Christian woman who wants a closer relationship with God. I am so glad that you are here. Do you want a relationship with God that's deep, real, and intimate? Tired of feeling unworthy of God's blessings because of your past? Do you wish that you could fully trust His plans and process? Listen, take a breath. I got you. On this podcast, we are going to get a lot of encouragement, biblical truth, practical tips, and real talk. They're going to help you connect with God through the best and the worst times of your life. How do I know that's possible? Because I've done it. My name is LaToya Edwards, a Christian spiritual growth mindset and life coach, and a proud single mama of four boys. And over the last two decades, I have walked through more hard stuff than I could ever tell you. But I came out of the other side with fearless faith, a close relationship with God, and a life that I enjoy. And I want to show you how to do just that. So grab a journal and a pen, because we are going to get to work. So confession time, ladies. I sometimes fall asleep when I'm praying. I also get distracted by the laundry that I didn't finish, the kids that are arguing, the random thought about what we should eat for dinner, and what was that guy's name that I talked to yesterday because he was kind of cute? Oh, wait, I'm supposed to be talking to God. Can you relate to that? Right? I know I'm not alone. I also tend to forget about people that ask me to pray for them. If I don't write it down immediately, I will forget. And I always feel so bad about it. And so years ago, I realized that my struggle was a lack of discipline and organization. And so I started searching for a solution that would help me do better in this area of my faith and my relationship with God. And the answer that I landed on was prayer journaling. So I want to talk to you today about how you can include prayer journal or prayer notebook. We're going to use both kind of terms interchangeably today into your time with God. Now, if you think that you're not somebody that likes to write, not a problem. Bear with me, all right? I got something for you too. So what is a prayer journal? Basically, it's a place to record your conversations with God. Super simple. You can write down the things that are on your heart. You can keep track of God's answers and blessings. It's also something that you can look back on when times get hard and you need encouragement. I do this all the time. It's a way that you can reflect on how far you've come. You can see your prayers grow. You can see your faith grow. And the great thing about a prayer journal is that it can be used in any way you want to, because it's between you and God. You can be as creative as you want. You can be as wordy as you want. You don't even have to use words. If you don't like to write, you can draw pictures. You can insert photographs. You can really make this your own, no matter what you like to do and how you like to communicate with God. So why is prayer journaling something that is helpful? I'm going to tell you that it's fantastic for anybody on their faith journey. If you're brand new, if you just believed in the Lord today, prayer journaling is right for you. You've been walking with the Lord for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. It's for you too. It's just great. It can really do great things no matter where you're at. Your relationship with God grows as you spend time with Him, just like any other relationship, right? The more that you invest into it, the stronger it is, the more intimate it is. And adding a prayer journal to your quiet time can provide you with just a way to stay focused and be close to God in your conversation with Him. And it's just a great way to help you stay focused. And it's also a way to keep track of those prayer requests and praise reports. Because I always feel so bad when I promise to pray for somebody and I don't. And so my journal really helped me get over with that and get better with that. So in hard times, I'm going to tell you that the thing that I think has brought me the most encouragement, the most courage, the most comfort has been those moments where I couldn't pray. I was so just burdened and weighed down that I couldn't actually pray. I didn't want to read my Bible, but I could open up my journal and I can just read prayers that I had already written. I could read answers that God had given to my prayers. I could see where I'd prayed for somebody else in the praise report that came in. And oh my goodness, I cannot tell you how that just encouraged my heart and built my faith in those moments. My prayer journal has also served as a place for me to just unload all the ugh and the noise in my mind and in my heart. I would just dump that out onto the pages and share that with God. And God, I had such peace and such clarity. And it was so great to be able to get that out, because then I could actually hear what God was trying to say to me, because he wasn't competing with all the other noise in my head and in my heart. So there's lots of like proven benefits and scientific benefits to just writing things down. But I want to share just a few with you. And the first one is that it's great for focus. So again, I think I've shared this before that I have ADHD. So focus is difficult for me on a good day. But just the simple act of writing something, like I've got the pen in my hand, I've got the paper, I'm like writing my words out. It engages my brain and my mind in whatever I'm doing. And so that helps with focus. Also, I'm going to tell you that I cheat. It's not really cheating, but having things written down means that I spend less time thinking about what I want to pray about, which means that there's less chance that my mind's going to wander. I'm going to lose focus. And so I will actually write out prayers, and during my time, I can just read what I've already written or use that as a jumping off point. And that really helps me stay focused and stay engaged. Journaling has also helped me not be a slacker when it comes to prayer, because I have all of my requests written out in one place. So when I'm like, oh, I've got 10 minutes, I want to sit down and pray for some people, I can sit down, open up to that page in my journal, and all the requests are there. I can pray through them. I don't have to remember who said this and who asked this and what was going on. It's all right there. It also prompts me to check in with people. You know, hey, I know we were praying about X, Y, and Z. Like, are we still praying, or like, do we have a praise report? It keeps me on track with that. And I'm going to talk more about this in a minute, but just writing down the requests also helps me give structure and routine to my prayer time. But I will explain more about that in a minute. And I'm going to tell you, this idea of leaving a legacy is also something that I have found to be a great benefit to keeping a prayer journal. Like when I'm gone, or, you know, I'm able to leave that behind for my kids and my grandkids to see, oh my goodness, like look at all these prayers that mom or grandma prayed when she was going through a hard time. Like, look at these prayers, look at these answers, look at all these people that she prayed for, look at all the answers that God gave to these people. It's a great way to leave that legacy of prayer, especially my prayers for them, behind for or when I'm gone. So I'm very excited about that. So how do you get started with, prayer journaling? Well, it's easy. You just need something to write with and something to write on. End of the show. No, I'm just kidding. But yes, it is. It's really, really simple. Okay. Like something to write with, something to write on. And like, don't edit, don't hold back, don't censor yourself. Just whatever you think, whatever comes to your mind, write it down. You can write down goals, dreams, prayer requests, scriptures, quotes, write little nuggets that you get from God. Like, just get it all out on the page. So I'm sure that the number one question that I often get is, well, what kind of journal do I need? Whatever kind of journal you like, whatever kind of journal you will use. Like, I know that's not super specific, but that's what I got. So you can make your own prayer journal, right? You can get a notebook and some dividers. You can use a composition book. You can actually buy like a bullet journal or something. You can get a pre-made journal. There are so many pre-made prayer journals available out there. You can just open and go. You can do it digitally. Now, I have not done this because I'm sometimes allergic to tech, but I have some friends that do this and they have like printables and things. They use Good Notes, I think, and they just, you know, have their journal on their iPad or their tablet and they write it out that way. Now, if you want some extra fun supplies, I got some for you. So good pens, like you want. Okay, I'm a pen snob. Okay, I'm very picky about what I use to write with. So having good pens, fun colors, whatever is going to make it more likely for you to actually pick it up and use it, grab it. Decorations, if you're the kind of person that likes to decorate things, washi tape or stickers or even fancy paper clips, you could grab some of those. But just don't overwhelm yourself to the point where you got so many tools and you don't know what to do with it, because I have a whole podcast episode about that. Remember, keep it simple. Make sure that you enjoy what you have and get to it. And so when it comes down to your prayer journal, listen, I'm going to give you some organizational tips and take the meat, spit out the bones. Okay. If it works, great. If it doesn't, do you. So the way that I have found that works best for me in my prayer journal is to have a focus for each day. And yes, it's okay if you only pray for your family on Mondays, and then you pray for your friends on Tuesdays, and you pray for your church on Wednesdays. You don't have to pray for all the things and all the people every single day. This is something that I see people get stuck with so many times. Like, you feel overwhelmed by your prayer life, and so you don't pray because you're trying to pray too much at a time. If you have hours and hours of your day to pray, knock yourself out. But if you're like me and you're busy with children and work and things, it's okay to chunk that up and to just be super focused in your prayer time. And I'm going to tell you why this works. Other than like you're not overwhelmed, you're going to actually be able to pray for more things deeper because you have that plan. So instead of everybody getting 30 seconds because you're trying to pray for 30 people at a time, you can pray for 5 people a day and really like go in for those 5 people. And you're actually going to get confidence because you're going to be praying more and you're going to build that prayer muscle, more confidence, more bold prayers, more powerful, more effective, more consistent. And that's going to grow your prayer life exponentially as you're doing that. And so if you quickly, I'm going to run down how you can decide your sections and your bucket. So I like to just make a list of everything and everybody that I want to pray for. And then I organize those things into buckets. Okay. So I have a bucket for people that I pray for every day. And for me, it's the people in my house. So it's myself. It's my 4 boys. Every day I take however long I have to pray for those people. And then Monday through Friday, yes, Monday through Friday, I don't have assignments for Saturday and Sunday. It's okay. They have buckets. So I might pray for finances on Monday, and that will be my personal finances. That's the business that I pray for. All right. Tuesdays might be friends. Wednesdays might be my church. My church actually sends out a weekly kind of list of prayer requests. So that is super helpful in knowing to pray. For my small group and community leaders and members, like I will include prayers for those. I have a day set aside where I'm praying for missionaries. I have another day set aside where I'm praying for just what is going on in the world and what is on my heart and my mind to cover. So figure out what your buckets are, what your groups are, and just assign each one a day. And that will help you be consistent and be more effective in your prayers. Just pray for a few things every single day, right? It'll be a little bit less overwhelming. And if you're looking for different sections that you want to have for your journal, yeah, I can make you some suggestions, but it really depends on what your objectives are for your prayer time and what's important to you. So I have a section that I call adoration. I keep lists names of God because I like to kind of just focus my mind and my heart on God. And so I have my favorite names, just a list that I will begin to just pray through sometimes before I start prayer. And then like I keep a praise list. So answered prayers, I might do like gratitude journaling, you know, here in this section. And then I like to have a section where I have for confessions. And so I'm be honest with you, I don't leave these in my journal. When I finish a journal, I'll take these out because they're personal and private and I don't want the whole world knowing what I was confessing at the time. But yeah, just like wanting to have my heart clear before God, before I go to him in prayer. And then like most of my journal is intercession. It's prayers for other people. And so that fills out the rest. And then I also will keep petitions, prayers for myself. So intercession, prayers for other people, petitions, prayers for yourself. And that's just a really basic structure that I use, but you don't need a structure at all if that doesn't work for you. You literally can just have your journal and just have your prayers written out, right? Maybe you have your days broken out, however you want to use it, it can work for you. So I hope that's helpful. That is all about prayer journaling, right? It's just prayer is talking to God and listening for his response. And so your prayer journal is just a place where you can capture those conversations. And it is so great for saving time, right? Because you're organized. You're not having to look for this request that you wrote in this napkin and that request that you wrote in the back of the church program and the other thing that you wrote in the back of a baby wipe, right? You're organized. It's saving time. If you pre-write your prayers, it's saving time. You're going to stay organized. You're going to be more consistent. You're going to stay focused and you're going to have this amazing legacy to leave behind for your family when you are gone as a testament to not only your prayers, but on God's answers and his work in their lives. So if you are kind of curious about how this might maybe fit into your prayer time or into your quiet time, listen, I've got consistent quiet time coaching available. We can talk about adding prayer journaling to your time. If you've tried it before and it doesn't work, I can help you troubleshoot and figure out why it's not working. We can get all that stuff together so that you can be consistent in your time with God so that you can continue to grow closer to Him. Okay, so hop on over to my site, LaToyaEdwards.net, apply. I have a few spots available each month. So hop on in there and apply so that we can get you on my schedule, on my calendar. We can start talking and seeing how I can work with you to help you get that consistent quiet time that I know that you want. And until next time, take care. I hope you are blessed and encouraged by today's podcast. I pray it inspires you to draw closer to God. If so, would you stop and share this episode right now with someone that you know that needs to grow their faith and get closer to God? And it would also be a huge blessing to me if you could leave a 5-star rating and review in your podcast player. It helps more women like you to find the show. Thank you so much for joining me today. And remember, sometimes life just plain sucks, but God is always there with you, fighting for you. So be fearless and live your bold and courageous life.